There are fears in this country that as baby boomers age and the workforce shrinks, there may not be enough people or money to care for all our elders. And in many ways in Vermont, that reality has already arrived. In recent years, dozens of Vermont seniors with complex needs have ended up spending months in hospitals after being turned away from one nursing home after another. The reason might surprise you, as VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
Robert Bousquet didn't need to be in the hospital. But he was stuck there anyway for 2 months earlier this year.
It was a nightmare. I've never cried so much in my life. I would leave him to go home and sob all the way home.
This is Joan Bousquet, Robert's wife. As a young man, Robert used to work on cars and do construction. Now, at 85, he has Alzheimer's. The hospital quickly treated his bladder infection. But Joan felt she could not care for him at home anymore. And none of the nursing homes in driving distance of their home in Irisburg would take him. And so, for 2 months, Robert was stuck on the third floor of North Country Hospital in Newport.
We couldn't even take him to the cafeteria, which was just three floors down.
Jane Suter heads up patient management at Northwestern Medical Center in St. Albans. She says a lot of people are getting turned away from nursing homes all across the state.
We've had people here from 1 month to recently 4 months, but sometimes, I know years ago, we had someone here almost a year.
Recently, Suter says six of her hospital's 34 inpatient beds were taken up by people like Robert, waiting for a nursing facility. People who didn't need to be there. The numbers are even higher at UVM Medical Center, Vermont's largest hospital. Stephen Grant, who heads up care coordination, says many patients there also wait months, at times more than a year, for long-term care. He says the problem is getting worse, not better. And all of this makes Vermont stand out.
Not being able to find any place for a couple of months, that's not typical at all.
Eric Carlson is a directing attorney for the national nonprofit Justice in Aging. He says in some parts of the country, people do have to wait for access to a nursing home. But the difficulty in Vermont
is far above what I think the average is.
You might think I'm about to tell you about a shortage of nursing home beds. Wrong. There actually are open beds. According to the most recent census, there was an average of 474 empty nursing home beds in Vermont in January. Historically, that's not bad. What's bad is that facilities don't have enough nurses to be able to fill those beds. At least, that's according to the nursing facilities.
We need a lot of nurses, and that's registered nurses, LPNs, LNAs, to be able to meet the needs of our aging demographic.
Laura Pelosi handles policy issues for the Vermont Healthcare Association, a nursing facility advocacy group. By her count, about a quarter of all RN and LPN positions are vacant in Vermont nursing homes. But Sean Londrigan says it's not just staffing.
They're a business. So basically it comes down to a business decision.
Londrigan is the long-term care ombudsman with Vermont Legal Aid. Patients with private pay don't have trouble getting into nursing homes. The same is usually true for those with Medicare funding for rehab. But 60% of Vermont nursing home patients have Medicaid for long-term care, which pays the least. So, nursing homes take the patients on Medicaid who require the least expensive care. And that leaves people like Robert Bousquet.
He was wandering a lot at night, agitated.
I was wondering outside.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Hallucinations, delusions.
People who have cognitive or behavioral problems, even just people who are difficult to lift or prone to falling, they require additional staffing, which is expensive for nursing homes. According to nursing home advocate Laura Pelosi, they cost more than their Medicaid payments bring in. Both Pelosi and Londrigan agree the state should up Medicaid payments for complex patients like Robert Bousquet. But there is another solution. Taking these patients out of nursing homes and caring for them someplace else. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.